This is the review of a very interesting book. Heart of the Matter doesn't do that many book reviews, but this one was a very special one, and so we thought we would bring it to you today. The title of the book is A Journey Through the Old Testament, The Five Books of Moses, a family storybook with masterpieces of art. And they really are masterpieces of art. The author is Suzanne Lyer, who is a German-American and lives in Bonn. I would describe the genre as biblical art narrative, and that almost does not do justice to the extent of the work that is represented in this book. It is obvious from the opening introductions that Lyer has developed a style over many years of academic writing, showing a depth of research which has resulted in such a seminal work. She has drawn on her experiences and knowledge of biblical art, which has been produced over the centuries, managing to combine it with a biblical narrative that is comprehensible to both children and adults. No mean feat, which also includes the translation from German to English with a finished result that sounds as if the first language was English. The author has a natural conversational style that appeals to all ages. Lyer is able to take a difficult concept and put it into the simplest of words. For instance, to the children, take your time with works of art. And to the adults, why work through the bulky Old Testament? She articulates the feelings of many people about the Bible, and then is able to give a reasoned discussion as to why these stories were written, and why people painted such rich works of art for the general public to understand the text more fully. The author is conveying the notional concept that all people, whatever their ages, should be given the chance to understand fine art through the ages. In particular, religious art, which correlates to biblical stories read by young and old in churches across the world. Each template of art is broken up into various parts of the canvas, developing a story as the author travels around the image the artist is trying to convey. This can be seen particularly well in the opening story on creation, when Lyer uses the 1220 mosaic of creation found in St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. The beauty of this unusual concept is that the reader is bombarded by many different artistic skills. Not only is this a treatise on some 383 canvases or part canvases from around the world, but the biblical story unfolds through the illustrations, which is then doubly explained to adults and children. This original way of speaking to different levels of understanding at the same time allows the reader to choose a level of reading applicable to his or her place in the learning journey. It is a pedagogical feast of learning, which captures all ages at all stages. This concept has an additional secret garden. The puzzles for the children at the end of each chapter are just a wonderful piece of formative assessing, not only for the children, but also the adults. The author has a lively sense of both humour and passion, which is conveyed through all mediums, assaulting both the visual and the cognitive understanding. Genesis obviously takes up the greater part of the book, conveying the journey that leads from the Garden of Eden through the dismissal on account of their sin and their consequent search for the Promised Land. Exodus continues the journey through the desert and the exploits that happen to 2 million people on the way, finally arriving in that Promised Land and discovering what they had to do to take possession of it. Leviticus, Numbers and Deuteronomy are more difficult to understand as they list the laws that God gives to Moses on the mountain of Sinai, with precise instructions as to the building of a portable temple, which they then carry around for the next 40 years. This is all at the same time as the journey is continuing and God is setting up for them through Moses a social justice system that has been the infrastructure for the whole world ever since then. Lyer has been able to address these last three books in a way that many theologians have been unable to through years of academic research. It is true that Lyer has taken 10 years to write this book, but she has done so through the visual and textual route, while at the same time giving the adult a chance to understand the ramifications of sin and forgiveness through the eyes of a child. Chagall's modern art brings modernity to the great artists of previous centuries and is a feast for a child's eyes. Every corner of this particular work is a detailed commentary of the seeming chaos that we read in the Pentateuch. Yet Lyre comments that what we see as chaos, God sees as joy in the man he loves and the questions that he delights in answering. I found this book one of the most refreshing volumes that I have ever reviewed. As I read the opening introduction to children, I have to confess to feeling slightly emotional. There was within those few paragraphs a wonderful sense of having arrived in the Department of Biblical Learning for All. This was an exciting find, and each word breathed a freshness of delightful sense that were utterly exquisite. Light and joy bounced off each page, despite the depth of knowledge and academic quality that existed within every stanza. This has been a joy to review, and I would recommend it to all parents, teachers, scholars, and would-be artists, and indeed grandparents, for there is within these pages a treasure trove of spiritual reality that our soul seeks, but often doesn't find. As with many books, this book is available on Amazon, so all you have to do is put in Suzanne Lyre, and her surname is spelled L-I-E-R. Enjoy.